From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 548, which is intended for broadcast June 14th through June 28th, 2021. I'm Brady Murray, and I'm joined, as always, by Dr. Jerry Plummer. Doc, how are you?
Things are good, Brady. Things are doing good. I think maybe things are starting to look up a little bit, maybe.
I hope so. We just we fight different battles every day, and we're doing well. I'll start out by saying that one of the battles that seems to be in good shape, as some of our more critical listeners have noted, our transmitter one had a little squeal whine to it. Didn't prevent most people from listening based on the feedback that we got. But, you know, it was noticeable, and it's you tend to focus on it if you know it's there. It's not there. It's gone. But there are still some other repairs going on, and Phil, our engineer, Phil Patton, has done a marvelous job. And I know there's a little bit more work, I should say, to be done, but he's working on it daily, sometimes nightly, overnight, many hours at a time. There's just so many combinations of things that could be creating problems. And so I would definitely say a big thank you to Phil for all the work that he's putting into our transmitter one.
You know, those things are, I guess a lot of people don't recognize it, but those things are monstrosities, and there's not that many of them that was ever built, period. And there's really no schematics to it. There's so many things that can go wrong. You know, there's so many variables that he has to just hunt down the rabbit hole almost every time to try to find out what's causing what. And he's done a remarkably good job with it.
I agree with that, and the statement you made is very, very true. It's rare that there's an easy fix. There's a lot to go back and check on and read on, and I think a lot of times things that problems that present themselves aren't just in the book. You got to really, really apply what you know and what you've learned, and then there are so many combinations, like you say, variables. It's like factorial type stuff. There's this that leads to this, and then there's 15 things that come off of this, and so it doesn't lead to one thing that needs to be repaired. It's one thing that maybe you can rule out to move on to the next thing.
Yeah, it's really a matter of process of elimination. It's not like a V8 engine for a car that they made for the last 40 years, and there's 22 million of them out there. There's not that many of these things in the world to start with, and like you say, it's factorial. It's like it could be any one of 30, 40 things.
Right. And I'll throw this in, Doc. Since the last program that we produced, this is coming off of WWCR's transmitter number one. This was received on May 15th, UT 1330 through 1400, frequency 15.825 megahertz. And this comes to us from Walter, who's in Germany, with a SINPO of 34333, listening on 15825, which is transmitter one.
That's good.
So it's functional. You know, but to those of us who are critical listeners and engineers and folks working at the station, it's much more troublesome, it seems, to those who are listening on that transmitter.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, that 15825, it's almost like a clear channel in a lot of ways. You know what?
It is, very much so. 15825, 1300 to 1330 UT. This comes June 3rd from Ukraine, Doc. SINPO 45454.
Wow, that's good. That's real good. That says that that's getting out there pretty well.
Kicking out a strong signal for sure, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And you know, the thing is, a lot of these that we get from people, it's not just them saying it, but they'll send a MP3 that backs it up.
And there were several. There were several with that one, yes.
Yeah. I mean, and that's proof. It's just not some guy says, I'm going to say this so I can get a QSL. I mean, they're sending proof of it. And to me, that's as good as it gets.
I agree. We get a lot of that, Doc. I just wanted to throw those couple in because, like you said, it's like a clear channel. And there you have Germany and Ukraine. And very clear reception.
That's good work. That really is. And, you know, on that squeal, I'll be honest with you. I've listened to it for a long time, and I really never heard it. And, like you said, a lot of listeners didn't hear it. But those that did, it's amazing that that he found it. I guess it's just a process of elimination. You know, I guess it's kind of like some of the things you did back in the winter where we had the water problems. That was a process of elimination too, wasn't it?
I'd have to ask which one. But, yes, we've continued to have water issues, and they continue to be resolved, but just slowly. We had one, actually, to be more specific, our transmitter number two was essentially sending steam through the system.
Whoa.
The water was heating up, and that was something that Phil had worked at quite a bit and had put new regulators in it. And I'll tell you that what we found, Doc, and this would have been something to see for you, you know, clean, distilled, filtered water runs through those transmitters. And so one of the regulators has just a very small hole in it to allow a certain number of gallons per minute to be pumped through. And if you can imagine the top of a tube of toothpaste, the little top that you screw on.
Yeah.
It looked like something like that, but it was black in color, had somehow gotten into the transmitter. Now, whether that was recently, whether that was 15 years ago, we'll never know. But by putting those regulators in, what happened is it collected those little pieces, and it gummed up one of the regulators, and we were not putting enough water across the tube to cool it. And that's why the water that was going out to be cooled and run back through the system had a temperature just below boiling.
Wow.
And so we were putting a lot of water in there to compensate for steam, just loss of water. And so that regulator was popped out, and there were those pieces clogged in there. So I'm pleased to say that with the help of a group of people that we use that does property maintenance, AC, plumbing, whatever it is, we now have a whole new system so that we don't have to take the regulators out to see if there's more stuff in it, but we can just pop out a little piece with a screen and clean that off.
But, that's great. That's a great idea right there.
What I think would have just blown your mind is somebody who's seen those transmitters many times. You can see the flow of water when you have the pumps on and the electricity off, and you go back behind it and look at it. The water went from, you know, completely transparent, clean water to just black water that was flowing through that system. So it was all drained out and used a shop vac in the basin of it, the stainless steel basin, and what do you know, everything's good now.
Wow. You know, I like that idea of that screen thing, because it's a lot easier to pop that out and change the screen without having to damage your regulator.
Well, even the idea beyond that is to not change it out, just to clean it out. It's got a couple of shutoff valves, and just pull the screen out and see if there's any junk in it. But that could have happened years and years ago, Doc. It just took putting that smaller regulator in there to find it. So,
and you know, all these things like this you're talking about, when Continental first sold and produced those things, none of those ever had been envisioned. You know, it's kind of like the guys that invented the Internet. They never envisioned what it looks like today. And I bet Continental's guys, when they built it, never envisioned something like this regulator thing or actually several of the things you talk about.
I think that's right. The longer that they stay around, I think the more things that come up, and you have to have a genuine engineer. You have to have somebody who's not just looking at the book, but has an idea of how those transmitters run and what the problems could be. And again, you got to have other people that come along and have good suggestions, like our friend who does, he's an electrician, he's a plumber, works on our air conditioning, and he just wanted to understand the system and the water flow, and that was his suggestion. And it was something to see when he pulled that regulator out and dumped those little black pieces of plastic into his hand.
Man, that could happen years and years ago, for all we know. We'll never know.
But to see is to believe, Doc. There's no speculation that that might have been the problem. Those several pieces were just clogging up the flow of water and not allowing enough water to go and cool the system.
You know, I feel for Phil sometimes because there's really no books that he can go to. There's no internet he can go look up anything. And there's really not anybody much he can talk to about any of these things.
No, and you've mentioned before the HFCC has an exchange of parts and interaction and is not too busy. I've joked with Phil in the past that maybe what should happen is that each of our transmitters should have their own Facebook page since those are so active.
Yeah, no kidding. They'd have a lot of visitors.
I think so. I do think so. Doc, as you know, we get excellent information about reception from the host of VORW International, and folks know that he is now on 4840 on what is Sunday night in Nashville. You'd have to help me with the UT, but it's on 4840. It's at 11 p.m. Central Time. And so I've gotten a lot of great feedback from him about 4840 and about our transmitter one, really about all of our frequencies in general. And that takes me back to our listener in Ukraine who was also listening June 3rd from 01 to 0130 UT on 4840 in Ukraine, Doc.
Yeah.
Senpo there, 55455.
Wow. Now, you don't get much better than that.
That's a clear channel frequency, isn't it?
That is a clear channel frequency. No
and doubt. That's really what the feedback is from VORW International, is that 4840 just gets everywhere.
He likes that. And, you know, it's interesting, since we went on 4840 a few years back, I see some other domestic broadcasters are starting to venture into that area, you know?
Right.
We used it for the first time ever, I guess maybe probably six, seven years ago. And it's worked out successfully, and I now see there's others creeping into the area to try it too.
Mm-hmm. A lot of folks creeping into the 3 megahertz area as well.
Boy, there are. There are definitely guys creeping in there. CR pioneered the way on that one. And, you know, that 3215, it's so low that at night it's like broadband. I mean, it gets all over the place and clear too.
Very true. The feedback on 3215 is exceptional all night long.
It's amazing.
A lot of that feedback comes from listeners to the Overcomer, and that's a very popular frequency with those folks, and something that we may or may not have mentioned in the past, but the Overcomer ministry will continue on WWCR for many months to come.
Sure will. That's good news. I know that you've been talking with them folk over there a lot, you know, in the past month or 6 weeks, and we're pleased to announce that that's going to continue on. It's a good thing. And there's a lot of people that listen to the Overcomer. There really is.
Absolutely, there is. I think that the idea of the board of directors that they have is that this is what they do, radio, particularly international shortwave, and that they're going to continue on international shortwave and continue to grow. And Doc, for anyone who doesn't know this, Brother Stair, of course, passed away, and you and I could both probably come up with a half dozen names quickly of folks who passed away years ago and are still on radio.
No doubt.
So there's nothing that says that can't continue. Doc, that is all the time that we have for this program. We're going to do our very best to have a next show ready in about 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, well, things are easing up on us. I think we might be able to get a little bit back more like that.
I hope so. Doc, it's good to talk with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.